never expected to be dating again. Not at my age. But, I mean, I don't want to spend the rest of my life alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I just have no idea where to begin. I mean, the apps, obviously, but, I mean, I don't know. It just feels too impersonal. But then, what other options do I have?
First of all, you're acting like you'll never find love again. You will, okay? You know how many people are on their second or third spouses? You're going to be fine.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
This beach is really beautiful. I see now why you left the city and bought a place out here. Succulent-covered cliffs everywhere you look. The bay out in the distance. I'm not super jazzed that it takes an hour and a half to get to your new little slice of paradise, but at least I still get to see you every couple of weeks. So, we gonna be there anytime soon?
We're almost there, I promise.
Pretty sure you said that 20 minutes ago. It's like pulling teeth to get me to do anything outdoorsy, but you know I'll do anything for you. Being friends with someone for 17 years will do that. It's so wild to think about everything we've been through together. Your marriage to Tiffany, my move to New Orleans, my move back from New Orleans, your kids being born, me adopting a dog, and now your divorce. And through all of that, you've always been my rock. And I think I can speak for you and say that I've always been yours.
Just pass that curve and we'll be there.
You know, most people deal with divorce by buying something nice for themselves or going on vacation, not dropping everything and moving to a secluded beach town.
Okay, but when you see this spot, you're going to want to drop everything and move here too.
We'll see about that.
Oh, careful right here. Here.
Your hand touches my bare waist and keeps me balanced. I'm suddenly reminded of your going away party a few weeks ago. You placed your hand on my waist, much like you're doing now, and you kissed me on the cheek for much longer than you ever have before. Neither of us has mentioned it since, but I've definitely thought of it more than a few times. I've never really wanted to admit it to myself, but ever since your divorce, I've kind of wondered, what if?
Almost there.
Wow. Oh my God.
I know, right?
I guess I see why you upped and left everything to move here. Bright blue waves disappear into an endless stretch of white sand. All around us, large cliffs jut up towards the sky, and there's not another person in sight.
I know you hate hiking, but come on, this was worth it, right?
Definitely worth it. You're standing so close behind me that I can smell a hint of your cologne. All I'd have to do is take a little step back to feel your bare chest against my back. You slide your hands over my shoulders, softly massaging with your thumbs. I could just tilt my head up.
Come on, let's get in.
You kick off your shoes and jog past me onto the shore. My stomach flutters a little when you smile up at me.
What are you doing? You're not getting in.
It's cold.
Oh, afraid to get a little wet?
No.
Well, think fast.
Ah! Stop.
Come on, in you get.
You grab my hands and pull me into the water. Instinctively, I wrap my arms around your shoulders, trying to find my balance in the water. You pull me close, your laughter in my ear. Currents of cold water lap at my legs and hips. The sun beats down above, bright and hot. You take a step forward, and suddenly, you're so close that your face is out of focus. Just a blurry picture of familiar shapes. Your lips are soft, placing slow, cautious kisses on mine, as if to ask if I'm okay with this, even though I started it.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I bring my hand up to the back of your neck and try out the feeling. The way you smell, the way you stand with all your weight on your feet, it's all so familiar, so comforting. Your hand winds up on my back and you press your forehead against mine. Your breath tickles my cheeks as we take a moment to just be close, to take in this new facet of our relationship together. I cup your jaw in my hand, stroking my fingers over your stubble, up to your lips. I don't want to stop.
Me neither.
I slide my hands up into the wet mess of your hair, as your hands trail down to my ass. All of the time we've spent together over the years, all of the late nights, the love and friendship we've built, has it always been building to this? You pin my hips against yours and the feeling rushes me back into reality. This is real. Touching you, kissing you, this is real.
Do you want?
Any control I thought I had over this situation suddenly melts away. My body is starting to ache. I can feel heat building and rising in my hands, my thighs, my chest. Yeah, I want you. I pull my shirt over my head and toss it into the sand. I push my lips against your chest and taste you. Your skin is warm and salty, and I can't believe this has never happened before. After so many years, so many experiences, how have we never realized?
Fuck.
Your hands are relentless, dragging over my lower back down to my ass and back up again, over and over, like you can't believe you're touching me.
Come here. Come here.
You guide us down to the cool, wet sand, me on my back and you with your knee between my legs. I watch your face change as you look down at me beneath you, like you're seeing me for the first time.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is. I slide the waistband of your swim trunks down.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.